We asked the Oakland Chamber of Commerce to weigh in on this wage discussion. They didn't. San Francisco has refused as well. They say they're working behind closed doors with politicians and so-called stakeholders to develop what they call consensus measures on the minimum wage issue that voters can consider in November. Even if the minimum wage rises to $15 an hour, more than twice the national rate, it will still be too little to cover costs in the Bay Area. So many people will continue to work for less money than they can afford to live on. People like 24-year-old Dawana Stewart. She's a native San Franciscan, graduated from June Jordan School for Equity, a small high school on the southeast side of the city. She shares a home with her mother. It's the only way she's been able to stay in San Francisco. We spent a week with Dawana to get a sense of her life living on the minimum wage.
All right, here you are in a size 9.
Mm-hmm. This one is a little bit too narrow.
Okay, so yeah, that's why I wanted to bring out the 9, just so you can test it out and see which size you prefer.
My name is Dawana Stewart. I live in Bayview, Hunters Point, San Francisco, California.
But I also want to see how it fits as a 9, just see if it's too big or if it's too loose.
My primary job is working at Macy's Union Square as a shoes associate. That's the job I've had for about 4 or 5 years. I've kept this job for so long because, one, I work on commission, so that's a little extra change on top of my minimum wage. My second job is a teacher at June Jordan School for Equity to, you know, basically help children try to make movies and flex their creative muscles.
So let's get Jason. Can we get the camera out?
Fine.
Can Omar?
The third job I have, I recently just obtained as a production assistant for ABC Productions. So basically what we're doing, we're filming teachers at June Jordan currently.
Okay, one side, can you help out too? Can we get a couple of chairs? Just two chairs each, please.
So Macy's pays me every Friday, so that runs between like $150 to maybe like $240 maybe a week. For June Jordan, I get paid a stipend of $2,000 at the end of each semester. For ABC Productions, I get paid every Monday, but for some reason we're having trouble receiving our checks on a weekly basis, so some people are receiving the checks more later than they would want to. And that's kind of sucks, because it's like when you're behind on payment, then people can't seem to, you know, pay their bills or get their rent done on time. So it's when the checks are late, then it makes everybody else late too. So my mom's a single parent, so it's always just me and her, because I'm her only child.
But I would think, okay, well, now if they're having the construction in the house like now.
Yeah, but you know they're not putting no money in the house. I've told the contractor who's been fixing the house that's a problem. Family doesn't want to spend any money.
My income on my own without being dependent on my mom isn't like super bad to afford to live in the city, but I would still have to find a place and potential roommates. Earlier during 2012, I was actually trying to apply for low-income housing. However, that year that I started applying was the same year that my mom started charging me for rent. So the money that I wanted to go towards getting an apartment really just went straight to my mom, which kind of like threw a monkey wrench into my overall plans of trying to find a place of my own.
Was it the number 9 three-piece?
You want
a meal or just the strips? Just the strips and then the satisfies.
I spoil myself with food. I love food, all types of food. During a week, I might pay like $150 to $200 on food. And we're not even talking about meals. We're talking about like, oh, let me get a tea, and let me get like a yogurt, and maybe I'll get a water, and then maybe I'll get lunch. And then so after a while, it all starts piling up. It's unhealthy, but it is what it is.
28.
Thank you.
So So for entertainment, like I haven't seen a movie in so long, so I couldn't tell you how much I would spend on that. But for fun purposes, usually fun is free, so I don't spend too much money on that. Hopping on the bus and not paying and hoping and praying the Muni police do not get on the bus. that's one strategy. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but sometimes I'm free mini ride, hey. Other times, that $75 ticket, man, that's a doozy. My cell phone bill, it's always 60 to 70 a month. I'm bad at paying off my card on time. I just made like a big lump sum payment, like of 300, but on average, I'll pay like the minimum of like 25 to 50. I mean, at 24, you would think, oh, I have my own car, I have my own place, I'm really independent and living in the city, so you would think I'll be making my own moves right now. When my mom was at this age, she moved out at 18, and I think she had, like, her own apartment by the time she was, like, 21. So definitely like to be further ahead in my life, even though I'm like, it seems like I'm doing so much, I still would like to be like a lot further ahead than where I am now.